Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you because you are God. And there is none like you. Breathe upon the service this morning. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Bigger, bigger clap of hand as you take your seat. Someone blessed this morning, say loud amen. And I welcome you to the blessing Sunday of the month of November. I'd like you to get ready because you will be blessed today beyond your wildest imagination. Did you hear what I just said? You will be blessed today beyond your wildest imagination. I will be speaking a subject that is very, very important. And it is titled Untapped Secrets of the Blessing. Untapped Secrets of the Blessing. They are untapped, but proven secrets of the blessing. I'm going to be looking at up to 10 points. Normally I would have done 5 in first service and 5 in second service. But I'm going to go through all of the points in each service. Just take the half of it in the first and half of it in the second for each of the points because of how important they are. Our objective is to understand, of course, the untapped but proven secrets or channels of the blessing. Untapped but proven secrets or channels of the blessing. In the book of Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 22, the Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. By way of introduction, why is it necessary for us to study the untapped secrets of the blessing? It is necessary because we live in a world and in a season of economic darkness and gloominess on the earth. Economic darkness and gloominess. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it said, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Gross darkness, economic darkness, globally. We might look at some statistics in the second service where necessary. We live in a world, in a season where men can easily be cast down. Economically and financially. Job chapter 22 and in verse 29. He said, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. We live in that season. We live in the season described in Genesis where money fails. In this season, money fails. In this season, influence fails. In this season, position fails. The other day, I don't know whether it was Dr. Misenenchi or someone who showed me a video of a soldier man in America begging the president that food is in short supply. In fact, he was talking of jollof rice. He said, Uncle Joe, that's the president he was calling. Can't you see that the situation is unbearable? How do you want us to survive? That is America that people run to. Scarcity, shortage. A few days ago, I was with our father in the Lord, God's servant, and he was telling the story of the situation in Europe now, especially in the UK, where vehicle theft is as rampant as you may think you are in Nigeria. Vehicle theft. That is, you park your vehicle in front of the shopping mall or whatever it is, before you come, it has disappeared. And I said, in that place where there is CCTV and everything, that it is so overwhelming now that police is helpless. So, well, we'll look into it. They carry it, disappear it straight out of the country to other parts of Europe, Eastern Europe. Not knowing that somebody was sending me a prayer request in the same line. Just a day later, I think this was yesterday. He said, good evening, Papa and Mama. Please help us. A borrowed van filled with customer goods was stolen in front of our house in the UK earlier this morning at around 3:30 a.m. Vehicle missing like Lagos. In front of the house, my husband was to deliver the goods to a client this morning and return the van to the owner. We are currently in serious financial crisis if the van is not recovered. Oyibo land that people are running to. The time is coming shortly where the only place to run to is God. I'm telling you, the time is coming shortly where the best destination is not a destination in America or in Europe or anywhere but God. I've seen people run greed. They have run to the UK. They have run to America. They have run. From there, they are sending home for money. That is why it is very, very important for us to understand the blessing. Okay, what are the Nigerian situation? See the alarming rate in which the dollar is helplessly, the naira is helplessly crashing against the dollar. I told somebody the other day, I said you might have millions in the bank and it is becoming so useless at an alarming rate. $1,000 equals $100,000. Is that right? $1,000 is $1 million, right? $1,000 is $1 million. $10,000 is $10 million. If you have $100 million in the account, that is only $100,000. At an alarming rate. So you may have the money to buy something and what you want to buy, you don't have enough cash to buy it. So we need at this time, and the only bailout now is the covenant. The only bailout is the blessing. We must come to the point where every single one of us, we are sincerely and genuinely under the blessing of God. Under the blessing of God. Where you can say, when men are cast down, I am saying there is a lifting up. I am not aware of what is going on. Where you can say, the blessing of the Lord has made me rich and it's adding no sorrow. Where you can say, darkness cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord has arisen upon me. I see that happening as the story of somebody here this morning. If you are that one, you say the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, if you are the one, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, if you want to remain stable, be connected to the blessing. If you want to remain stable, if you want to be unaffected by the situation of the nations of the earth, be stabilized by the blessing. Because it doesn't matter what your salary is. At the rate at which things are going, the salary, except if the organization wants to pay you all their money. But the blessing, the blessing. So what are the things that will connect us to the blessing? The blessing stabilized Isaac, it stabilized Abraham, it stabilized everybody, it stabilized Jacob, it stabilized Israel in Egypt. The things that were happening, they were not feeling them. What are the secrets of the blessing, the secret channels, the on tap? Number one is the covenant of tithing. The covenant of tithing. It was the secret of the covenant fathers. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. The Bible speaking concerning, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. That was the foundation of tithes. If you go on through the scripture, you will see that it passed on to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob played the tithe of a tenth of his income. In Genesis chapter 28, when he was making the covenant with God, I believe from verse 20 thereabout, when it was the tenth of everything, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. The tenth. It was a secret of the covenant fathers. It demarcated Abraham. When there was famine in the land, Abraham was not aware. Genesis chapter 12, I believe verse 10. Abraham was not aware. When there was famine in the land, Isaac was not aware. These were covenant people. That was Genesis 26 and in verse 1. They were not aware because they were covered by the covenant of the tithing. They were covered by the blessing through tithing. There is a man I know, a billionaire man. He brought me his document one day to pray for. Contract of 126 billion. I should pray for it. Trust God for it to go through. And he's currently executing that project. He said to me, he said, he has never played with tithe and never played with stewardship. He said, he doesn't pay 10% in terms of, alright, what is the gross, what is the net? I did a job of 100 million. I used 50 million to do the job. My profit was 50 million. I used 75 million to do the job. My profit was 25 million. And now, let me calculate exactly how much so that I can pay God his 2.5 million, which from the, no. He said for him, everything that enters his hand, he gives 10% back to God. He said, let God cheat him. It was better for God to cheat him than for him to cheat God. This man has never taken one dime from the bank as loan to execute any job. Any job he has to do, he has enough money to do it. Am I communicating? It works. The covenant of the... If you are struggling with tithing before, this is not the time to struggle it. Otherwise, life will be tight for nothing. If you were struggling to give before, this is not the time. This, it will be your survival strategy to be effortlessly tithe-full. Survival strategy. The covenant of the tithe. Number two is giving for kingdom projects and progress. Giving for kingdom progress, projects and progress. Every time a project is on, it is time for the prosperity of the people. Ezra chapter 6 verse 11. He said, they builded. Did I get it right? 6:14. And the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet. And Zechariah, the son of Iddo, they builded and they prospered. This was the secret of David. Genesis chapter, Psalm 132 verse 1. Lord, remember David, how in all his afflictions, and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the God of the Lord, and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. I won't sleep until I have done something and built God a house. And then he told God, for the sake of your house, I will seek your prosperity. Psalm 122 and in verse 9. Because I am not looking for money for myself, but for the sake of your house, I will look for money. And God gave him money in abundance. First Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 5. He gave him money in abundance. He said, all of you follow my example. See how I prepared for the house of the Lord, things for the house of the Lord. I prepared abundantly. Prepared abundantly. Beloved, kingdom project is divine strategy for destiny progress. Say that again. Kingdom project is divine strategy for destiny progress, for destiny progress, for destiny prosperity. Kingdom, it fired into my system last night like fire. That's why I woke up this morning and I said to my wife, I said, for the next 5 months, this project that is going on, and if you can see the acoustic work is going on and then the AC, extra AC work is going to on. I say I'm going to give a certain amount in plenty zeros. And I'll trust God for it for the next 5 months, every single month. It fired into my system like fire. That if you need your level to change, connect with a project. Connect with something God is doing. Just connect. Somebody say loud amen. They build it, they prospered. I told you the story of a man under the cover of this commission. And he said, just tell God to try me. Said, I don't use money to do anything. I'm not even on social media. I don't watch anything. Everything I know is God. Take your seat. So that those at your back can see. Single-handedly footed the bill of one or two crusades. One or two, all manner. And heavens kept opening. If you are going to survive in a season like this, connect with what God is doing. Connect with what God is doing. Connect with what God is doing. Paul the Apostle said, you sent to my necessity once and again, not once and for all. If you can get that scripture for me in Philippians, you once and again, you sent to my necessity. That is for the assignment of the kingdom in my hand, once and again, you sent. Many of us know how to give just once and for all. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again. That is more like again and again. The time comes where you make up your mind. For example, your church is in construction. For as long as this construction is on, I am not just going to make a pledge. For as long as it is on, something will leave my hand monthly, no matter how little, into this. For as long as the project is on, something is going to live monthly until it is true. And my God shall supply all your needs. That's verse 19 now. According to his riches in glory. There are many who have not given once and again. In Philippians 4:15. But they want to quote Philippians 4:19. Like 4:19. Are you following what I'm saying now? They have not done what verse 15 said. But they want to claim what verse 19 is saying. It doesn't work like that. Giving for kingdom projects and progress hooks you up to the blessing until you don't know dry season. Number 3. Just one moment. Number 3. I call it unadulterated financial integrity. Unadulterated financial integrity. In Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 22 to 23, Genesis chapter 14 verse 22, and Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashes, and that I will not take anything that is thine, in case you said, I have made Abraham rich. Abraham was the example of a man who had unadulterated financial integrity. What is yours cannot by mistake enter into my hands, in case you say, I made Abraham rich. Financial integrity is secret of kingdom financial authority. Financial integrity will make a man to become a financial authority in the kingdom. Financial integrity is behind the making of financial authorities in the kingdom. I'm not talking of financial prosperity. I'm talking of financial authority. You are an authority in the financial realm. Like Abraham. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Financial integrity will cost you to do with money what you were asked to do with it. Financial integrity will make you to avoid unjust gain at the expense of quality delivery. Did you hear what I just said? There are people who think that financial integrity means that you are not stealing money or not taking what belongs to another. That is part of it. But it will make you to avoid unjust gain at the expense of quality delivery. It will make you avoid it. One of the young men under the cover of this commission constructed a road that was going to be commissioned, and When the authorities saw the road, they said, can a Nigerian do road like this? The quality of his road was thicker. They said it was even thicker than that of Julius Berger. So I talked with him. Once I saw the picture of the road, I said, what is this? This is like the kind of roads you find in Europe or somewhere. You saw the solidity, the quality. He said, you know what, sir? When they give you a contract, they already factored 25% as profit for you. For most people, that 25% is not enough. So they just drag until they want to make 75% profit or 50. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're distracting me. I'm not here as a showman. I'm preaching. You want to snap me. Ushers, be very vigilant. You can see how interrupted the message is right now. Don't come to church to come and snap at you. Our pictures are everywhere, isn't it? You want the picture, they are everywhere. You don't need to snap a fresh one. We will snap one after service and post it officially. Then you can pick that one. Why distract me with posing to snap me? Please sit down. He said the people want to drag until they make 50% profit, 70% profit. And then the road is just this thick. And then under 1 year, the road is breaking already. Papa Yereko told me this some time ago. He said he went to the University of Ife. And the same road that were constructed in the 60s is still there without pothole. To show you the quality of work of those days. Compared with what is happening now. That is why most people can't be blessed of God. Because they are doing so much shabby work, making so much profit. And God said that is more like stealing to succeed. You need this raw, solid integrity where you can stand beside your work and they say, who didn't say I'm the one? Anything you want with this work, anything you want, test it, put it under any stress pressure. I did it. My signature is beside it. This is financial integrity. Anybody who is in a hurry to make money will not be innocent. The Bible said it. You will cut corners, you will shortcut, all manner undercut people. Financial integrity. If you want God to bless you, be upright. Do the work with quality, with conscience. That is where we are going. Number 4 is unquestionable faithfulness. And I will differentiate the two of them for you right now. Faithfulness. Proverbs 20 verse 28. He said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. But he that maketh haste to be rich cannot be innocent. My example of faithfulness here is Joseph. Genesis 39 verse 5 to verse 6. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. He didn't know what he had except the bread which he ate. And Joseph was a goodly person and wealthy, but he left everything he had in Joseph's hand. What does it mean to be faithful? It means to keep promise It means to keep faith. It means to be reliable. Keep promise. Keep faith. It means, that's right, to deliver as expected. Here is the difference. In integrity, the money that is not yours, you are not diverting. You are using the money to do what it is meant for. You are not cutting corners. In faithfulness, you can be trusted. In faithfulness, you said it and you meant it. In faithfulness, people look forward to dealing with you. One of the billionaires that gave us his aircraft for crusades, one day he told me, he said, people are more than the aircraft can carry. All right, let the aircraft go, drop the first set, return back and carry the second one. That was how willing he was. He said his, one of his secrets is, if you gave him 100 million and you say, hold this money for me, if you return back next year, you will get that 100 million in the same denomination. He would not as much as use it and trade and then return to you your money, because you didn't give him to trade with it. I think it is by trading with it that story starts. I just want to quickly put it in an investment, so that when you need it back, I'll return it back to you. And I'm so sorry they are telling me stories from that investment. Our challenge in our generation is that faithful people are scarce. There are people God wants to commit to heavy resources, but he's finding it hard who to trust. Was it Psalm 12 verse 1 that is crying out for help? Help, Lord! For the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Help, Lord! Help, Lord! Help, Lord! Faithful people are scarce. Reliable people are in short supply. You trust somebody, you gave him money because you met him in church. Let's do an investment together. Let's do something together. Next in story. I'll give you after 3 months. 3 months turn to 6 months. 6 months to 1 year. 1 year to... Character as terrible as a chameleon. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Please, sir. God is more hungry to bless you than you are. Position for the blessing by faithfulness. What did I say? Position for the blessing. True faithfulness. Just position yourself. How you are dealing with your neighbor, God is watching it. How you are dealing with your business partner, God is watching. How you are dealing with the government, God is watching. He says, as for this one, the only money you can have is money that you stole. The one from heaven you can't have. It's tough today. But we are in a season where the whole world is gloomy and dark. And you must make up your mind. Those of you who are in the business where people trust you with money, for one thing or the other, whether you are, there is contribution they do at times in market or something, and all those, there are several things that people trust people with money. If you are a thief, please don't do it. That is, don't hold the money. If you have money problem, don't hold it. If you don't have character, don't hold people's money. If you don't have discipline, don't hold people's money. If you don't have character, you don't have discipline. If your yes is not yes, and your no is not no, don't hold. Otherwise, you go to prison for nothing. If you can't trust, the whole money of this church now is not in my account. It's not in my hand. One checkbook of this church, you won't find it in my possession. One. And I don't have any money problem. If you give me 1 billion today, it can remain like that till 100 years. Eh? Belente, somebody who has money problem. It's not holding people's money. And then he say, let me just quickly use it and do this and return. Let me quickly use it and do this and return. You borrow from this one, use it to pay this one. Borrow from this one, use it to pay that. What a yeye life. How far can you go with such a useless life? It's a new day for somebody. It's a new day for somebody. If you are the one God is speaking to, shout the loudest, say amen. Shout the loudest, say amen. I have to finish this thing today. Are you ready for this? Unquestionable faithfulness. Number 5 is ministry to the less privileged. You want God to move you to the point where you are connected to the blessing and you are not feeling what is going on in the season. Be connected. In Proverbs 19:17, he said, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. Every giving you are giving to the poor, you are giving to the Lord. That was how Job secured the blessing. Job chapter 29 verse 11. He said, when the ear heard me, then he blessed me. When the eye saw me, then he gave witness to me. Why? Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. In Job chapter 1, we read about the blessing of Job tied to his integrity. Ashe, there is more to it. When the ear heard me, he blessed me. When the eye saw me, he gave witness. Then he said, because the reason why they are blessing me is that I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. Keep going. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came on me. That is, the man wanted to die, and I rescued him from death. And he said, be blessed, your children will never suffer. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. When was the last time somebody sang because of you? Somebody danced because of you? Somebody celebrated because of you? We live in a world largely where people are looking for what to eat and what to wear and what to drive. And if the other person perishes, it doesn't matter to them. Beloved, ministry to the less privileged is a guaranteed secret to the blessing. We've talked about John the Rockefeller and his Rockefeller Foundation. Christian man. I don't know of his generation now, but Christian man. Tighter from the first dollar. And he had this foundation that ministered to the needs of the world. River blindness, every single thing. And it's still on. Beloved brothers and sisters. Anything you eat, all by yourself, is not called a blessing. It's called survivor. There are many people surviving who think they are blessed. He may have millions, but he's just surviving. But he thinks he's blessed. Let somebody rejoice because of you. There are many people today, I'll say that more in the second service, that our scholarship, and I don't know them. I find it very hard for somebody to say my children are out of school and my husband is late, and I can say, I find it very hard to say no, even if it has to be my last dime. I mean, one way or the other, it must be attended to. Hallelujah. Ministry to the less privileged, number 6, ministry to the priest. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41, Matthew 10, 41. He said, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Your God ordained prophet is a connector for your blessing. Your God ordained prophet. Remember Elijah and the widow of Zarephath? She had the last meal to eat and die with her son. In 1 Kings 17, verse 13 to verse 16, he said, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring unto me an after made for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord of God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did so. And she and he and her house did eat many, many days. She had one meal to eat and die, but that meal could not finish because she ministered to the prophet. Somebody say, Lord, amen. For the last over 27 years of my life, 1 month will not fail until something leaves my direction, in the direction of my prophet. That thing is the same size as my tithe. Examples are what communicates principles. I have never been afraid of being stranded financially. Because if I give to God what goes to God, and I connect with an ocean that is larger than myself, if I am a river, I can't dry up. I'm not afraid whatsoever. I've seen things come my way in plenty zeros, both in our currency and other currency, from all around. First day somebody sent me big check of. They pursued me all the way to our house then in a, said somebody came to church, somebody sent him. I said, I'm busy. Say, please. And if I don't know how they directed him to come and meet me at home, and then brought me the check. Plenty. That was the first time I was receiving such check in plenty zeros. What can be somebody's 1 year income? Who works in a bank? I said, who brought this in? My elder sent me. Who is he? He called his name. I have never heard the name. Send me his phone number, at least let me pray for him. And I prayed for the man on the phone. Himself, his life has never recovered since then. One time I met him, he said he has two planes that can fly in the air and locate mineral anywhere on the ground. He hasn't recovered since then. And provided he knew the secret, he never stopped. Am I communicating now? So since that time, 20 something, that I keyed in, not by cajoling, not by coercing, by revelation, let me say something to you. A genuine prophet who carries the blessing does not need what you have. That is true. Anyone who behaves like he needs what you have, don't give him. If he gets it, he dries you up. To dry up like himself. Anybody who is behaving and cajoling. Now there are people, if they preach 30 messages in a month, 29 of it has prophet suffering. And as you do it, please don't ensure you don't forget your prophet. That is showing you who not to give. That is showing you where not to waste your resources. I've seen people brought me offering. And I say, how did you get the money? He couldn't explain it. I say, go with it. Yes. Well, how did you? What is, which money is this? One person, he could wait. Now this will be like 20 years ago. 100,000 of that time. How did you make this money, sir? When he explained, he couldn't explain well. I said, please go with it. It's not clear. Am I communicating at all? In giving prophetically, first of all, the direction you are giving is the direction of impact. Your life has been impacted. Number two, the direction that carries a blessing that is heavier than what you carry. Very important. Very important. Because there are those who just prowl around people's resources. One man brought a car for me one day. And he said, he just bought a new car and he came to show me the car. I said, God bless you, God bless the car. You see, I also wanted to find out if you like this kind of car so that we can go together and you pick it. I said, me? If you see car, you know it's good for me. You want to come and ask me first. Am I a beggar? Never. You are talking to the wrong person. Somebody met me sometime and say, I have a car for you, a Mercedes car. It is parked in Asokoro. Can you send somebody to come and pick it? Me? Send somebody to pick it. Prophet should go to the offering. And if he says Asokoro is a big place, and so the car must be a whatever car, I should come. That is how people molest their lives and desecrate the oil on their head and make people look down on you and your God. Not here. Not here. You don't know my worth. I know my worth. I see somebody's life changing here. If you are that one, stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Look at your neighbor and say, something great is happening to you. Say, in this season of scarcity, you shall escape. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Do you have space to receive four more? Oh, I finish it next Sunday. All right, let's go to point number five. I heard you. Ministry to the prophet. Number six now. Ministry to the priest. Number seven is the action of soul winning. Soul winning is a channel of the blessing of God. It's a secret. Luke chapter 22 and in verse 25. He said, when I sent you without pause and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. When I sent you without pulse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. 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 They lacked nothing because they were in the ministry of soul winning. You look at the life of Solomon. You may not think he's a soul winner, but let me read something to you. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 24 to 25. One of the secrets of the blessing of Solomon. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present. They looked for Solomon. And they brought presents. Vessels of silver, vessels of gold, garments and armor and spices and horses and mules. Read by year by year, what was Solomon dispensing? The wisdom of God, which is the same as the word of God. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 31, he said, he that winneth souls is wise. So we are seeing Solomon attracting people from all over the world with the wisdom of God in his mouth. And as they were coming with resources. We have had testimonies in this church of people on evangelism field. Somebody called them. You have a car? No. Come and take. A woman here testified. I remember her testimony. She had properties in town to be sold. And things like that, they were not moving. He said, all right, let me go out on evangelism. While he was on the evangelism field, Mrs. Edgar, right? She's standing right there. While she was on the evangelism field, I think, am I right? And then the call came. I thought the camera will pick her when she's standing too. Yeah, that's right. And while she was right there, the call came. Property she's been trying to sell got sold while she was in the business of the Father. Beloved brothers and sisters, God, that is why many people may kill. If you see a genuine soul winner, he can't lack. Oh, anybody waiting for people like us who come to poverty, they are wasting their lives. You're on the street in ShopRite, in Abuja. You are in the village in Chika, and then the city of Chicago. Chica today, Chicago tomorrow. I think we came from New York one time and went straight to a rural crusade. For us, it doesn't make any difference. When people talk about my vision car, my dream car, is Lexus XYL. Mercedes, I am not aware. The truth is, I am not. If you give me anywhere, I don't know the difference. If it is Keke Napep, I find, to go to for crusade, I have entered since. Listen. During some hold up, it's because of people that I don't jump down and follow Okada. It's because I'm telling you, all I want is to reach where I'm going. It's because of people and also people on the road who might now begin to rush at you and some. I have come down since. That is the truth. That is, if you find God, ask him. That is it. I don't know. This is dream car. This is, I don't even know the picture of which, I don't know the latest car or which one is the top range. Now. I don't know. I don't know. I was looking at our Facebook the other day and I saw some people say, which car is your dream one? Which one would you like? I don't know. It's not in my schedule. If, in case you want anything to be a dream, anything that will take me fastest to where I'm going, that can be on the schedule. Somebody say a loud amen. When we were coming from, was in New York Crusade, we landed in Paris, and then flight problem, I don't know, connecting flight situation. You know what we did? Book us the next available flight. We must be in church on Sunday. They say next flight to Abuja is Tuesday. I say you are on your own. Which Tuesday? I should be here from Saturday till Tuesday. And then watch service online. You are on your own. You are practically on your own. O-Y-O. That was how they got a flight and took us to Ghana. From Ghana, we chartered a flight to come to Nigeria, to be home on Saturday, and to pursue the devil to hell on Sunday morning. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all the things that people are dying to get. Somebody gave me a car at that time, big, I think BMW, top of the range, 15 million then, very costly. Maybe it's like 150 or 200 million. I drove it once or twice. Said, this one belonged to my father in the Lord. Before you can say, praise the Lord, it has disappeared. Next place you find it is there. One day I... Hallelujah. Lift up your right and say, Father, I receive fresh passion. I receive fresh passion for soul winning. Say it louder. Say, Father, I receive fresh passion for soul winning. I receive it now. Fresh passion, fresh passion, fresh passion, fresh passion, fresh passion. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The action of soul winning number 8, service in the house. In the second service, I'll trust God to be faster than this. Service in the house. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 47. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. So, serving the Lord is a connector, especially when we do it with gladness and joyfulness of heart. It connects us to the abundance of all things. The abundance of all things. All the people that you saw were financial authorities in scripture. Blessed people. God called them my servant. Abraham, my servant. Genesis, Psalm 105 and in verse 6. Psalm 105 and in verse 6. Oh, ye seed of Abraham, his servant. You children of Jacob, his chosen. And how was Abraham his servant? Abraham, his servant, was the wealthiest man in his generation. The wealthiest man in his generation. The wealthiest man. The most blessed man in his generation. Now, one pastor from Nigeria, I think it was in South Africa also, that he went for ministration. So they attached a protocol officer like an usher. Somebody around him who was attending to him, and that is his normal schedule with others. And after the man finished ministering, he asked the pastor, he said, this young man, this person did very, very well in his assignment here. Is he a member of this church? Yes. He's a worker. Yes, very committed, dedicated worker. What does he do? He owns the largest commercial bank in this place. Yes. You know, in our own setting, the bigger you are, the more executive you become. Usher belongs to those looking for job. Protocol belongs to those looking for, in the choir belongs to those who don't have employment. Who said? David had employment. David was a billionaire in his time. Yet he was a choir director, he was a songwriter, he was a music director, he was an instrumentalist. Beloved brothers and sisters, if you want God to take you up and keep you up, you serve your way up. And don't ever forget, when you have reached up, if you want God to keep you up, keep on doing what took you up. One pastor told me, he said, Pastor Paul, you know why God has not stopped blessing you? He said, because you are still a church worker. You are a church worker. See, from the, because he knew me from university days, you are still a church worker. And I am still a church worker. He said, you have not become a general. I said, you know, general. I'm driving in the premises, I found paper, I'll pick it. Leading people to Christ one-on-one. Midnight prayer, I'm leading the prayer from beginning to the end. I'm preaching the morning. Somebody said, you don't even need to do all the things you are doing anymore. I mean, it is only people who are struggling to start, like a ministry, that do everything like that. But we are still starting. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, are you serving? Which area are you serving? Please, I want to challenge every millionaire and every billionaire. And every aspiring millionaire, every aspiring billionaire, every aspiring blessed person, under this cover, find yourself a place in a service unit. I don't have the talent to be a singer. I don't have the patience to be an usher. Because usher needs patience. Sit here. Why? I don't have the wisdom to be a counselor. But I can tell you, you don't need the talent to clean the house, to clean the toilet. You don't need extra talent to be in the prayer band. Just know how, just pray and have some level of anger against the devil. Hallelujah. There are many things you are not looking for. Just ensure that you are not lost in the crowd. If you want what is your portion to enter your hand in this season, don't try to struggle to go up. Serve your way up. And very soon, I'll be looking forward to somebody asking, who are these people standing? Oh, this one owns the biggest airline company. This one owns the biggest communication company. This one owns the biggest shipping line. This one owns the largest housing estate. And they are all standing in humility like that. That is what the kingdom of God is about. And not just that, not only the people standing, because you may be sitting and you have already done your own departmental work and you are sitting, and even many of them have told them that they should do rotation so that those who are on duty today, tomorrow, they can sit down and listen to the word. Am I communicating? And you may be sitting there and they say, this one is a billionaire in dollars, in foreign, he has businesses in about 25 countries of the world. Is there anybody like that, that God is speaking to? Shout the loudest, amen! The loudest, amen! The loudest believers, amen! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord as I begin to round up. I have two more points to go, and then, you have service in the house. So don't let today pass until you have identified what to do. Go into the foundation class. And then from there, you become a probationary worker in a department. And if anybody rejects you from any department, let me know. whether you'll be reassigned or whatever, just let us know. Because nobody is authorized or licensed to stop anybody from working for God who should work for God. Except if you want to sing on a key that is not on the keyboard and you join the choir, then they say there may be no space there. In that case, we might try to look for another department where the keyboard is not necessary. Somebody shout hallelujah! A bigger shout of hallelujah! All right, number 9 is word. Let me put the light of the word. The light of the word ushers men into the realm of the blessing. The light of the word. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of his counsel. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The word of God. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Somebody say a loud amen. That man who is meditating on the word of the Lord, his destiny is prosperity. You know, in Matthew chapter 16 verse 17, if you look at Peter's example, when Peter gave the revelation of who Jesus was, and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. By knowing the word, Peter stepped in to the realm of the blessing. Somebody say amen. How many of you know the people they call word of faith people? Everything is word. Kenneth Copeland, Bishop David Oyedepo, Jesse Duplantis, those people in that lineage, all the way to ourselves, that are just word. Those people who are married to the word, they deliver blessings like water. Copeland alone has given almost 30 aeroplanes out to people, other people. I think they used to say that if he gives you an aeroplane in those days, he will service it for you for 1 year. Do you understand what I'm saying? Symbols of the blessing. If you are married to the word, you cannot be barren with the blessing. Word. One light from this book will change your life. God shows you something out of this book. It changes your life. Blessed is he. And I have prescribed for this, for the church before. Every single day of your life, pick the word. 30 minutes of the preached message. 30 minutes to 1 hour daily. Let it be part of your day's schedule. Have I mentioned that before? 30 minutes to 1 hour daily. If you are trusting God to explode financially, just go through messages on supernatural. The month we preach on supplies, listen to all of it. 30 minutes, 1 hour, daily. Just, if you can't listen to 1 hour at a stretch, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening. Just let it explode your life. And the time, that's right, don't read less than 5 chapters of the word per day. Take between 30 minutes to 1 hour of preached word for listening daily. Fast minimum of twice a week. Soak yourself in the climate of worship. This was instruction that was given some time back. And they are bringing it back to us again. If you didn't copy it, then you can copy it now. And just meticulously. And see how your life changes. And it's changing for somebody here. Kenneth Hagin talked about. Alright, I'll come to that later. This is light from the word. And finally, direction from the Lord. Direction from the Lord. You want to step into the blessing and live in the realm of the blessing, you need direction from the Lord. Psalm 23 verse 1, it said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me. Leadeth. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see that verse 5 now? You prepare a table. If he leads you, he will not only prepare a table for you, it will be in front of those who say you will not succeed. Hey! It will be in front of those who say, let us see what his church will do for him. If he leads you. That was what happened to Peter in Luke chapter 5 verse 4 to 5. I have toiled all night, I've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. And once the leading came, something broke. That was what happened to the prophet's widow. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 4. When her children were about to be taken as captives, and she didn't know what to do, she received God's word from the prophet Elisha to go and get vessels. She got those vessels, poured oil, and there was an overflow. Beloved brothers and sisters, there is one step between you and the blessing. Now, it is called divine direction. This is what I mean. My son, don't waste your time in property business. You may do it, but it's not for you for now. Your wealth is in commodities. You know the way somebody fast and pray for 3 days for direction for ministry? You can fast and pray for days for direction for business, because your business is a ministry. It's an assignment. It's an assignment. An assignment that is to impact the kingdom financially. So you must give every spiritual approach to anything that is your God-ordained assignment. If you are a lecturer, where to lecture until you reach the pinnacle of that job as vice chancellor, maybe later on proprietor of your own university, can be found out at the place of divine guidance. You can be where you just rot away. You are the most intelligent person in your faculty, and yet you are not even a head of department of anything. You are just whiling away because you are not where you are meant to be. All your talent is wasting because you are pursuing a business because all your friends are doing the same business. If you need the blessing, go for direction. Lord, where do I belong? There are many people in America now. No miracle. Many people in England, they are not glad. Many people in Germany. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they may be where God didn't send them to. The place may be okay for the other person, but that may not be your own divine allocation. Your allocation, divine allocation, is in your divine location. Somebody say amen. Don't do things because people are doing them. Do things because God wants you to do them. Stand up on your feet. Did you hear what I just said? You can fast for 3 days, drinking only water, because you want to find where to pour your life's energy. You want to find where to pour your lifetime. You want to find where to pour your life's resources. So you don't waste your time for 15 years only to realize that you have been running in the wrong direction. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say louder amen.
Amen.
Did you receive something today? This is a full download. A full download of 10 channels. If you can plug into these channels, your season of empty-handedness are over. Can you read it out with me? What are these channels? Number one. Number two. Giving for kingdom projects and progress. Number three, unadulterated financial integrity. Number four, unquestionable faithfulness. Number five, ministry to the less privileged. Number six, ministry to the priest. Number seven, the action of soul winning. Number eight, service in the house. Number nine, the light of the word. And number 10, direction from the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I don't know who God is speaking to here, but in a short while from now, enemies will be gathered and God will give you a table in front of them. He will set you above those who consider themselves your enemies. He will give you a lifting that no devil can stop. Lift your hands and lift your voice and begin to speak to God right now. I appreciate Him. Honor Him, adore Him, worship Him for His word to you today. Open your mouth and pray and give the Lord the praise. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him, magnify Him. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Elohika, thank you. Elohinu, thank you. Mekadesh, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name. We're going to lift up our hands and pray two prayers very fast. Father, thank you for the privilege of this light. How many of you know if some of our fathers knew this, they would have been farther than where they are? And how many of you know if you knew this 20 years ago and applied yourself to it dutifully, you can't be where you are now. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. Father, I believe that I cannot remain the same. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard that power belongs to God. What I want to beg somebody, after this service, under the next 24 hours, that is between now and the next, between now and this time tomorrow, listen to this message again at least once. You can pick up the DVD or you go to the YouTube where it will be there. I'm sure it's going to be there. And listen to it. Just ensure that you listen to this message again. Now lift up your hands and lift up your voice and say after me, listen, just face here. I mean, in a power place, there can be power eruption, there can be demon crying out, anything can happen. It's normal. Lift your hands and say after me,
If you come on healing and deliverance service, you see plenty of such operations.
Lift up your hands and say, Father,
I receive
the grace and the discipline to comply with this word.
I receive the grace,
the discipline to live in line with this word. I receive the grace and discipline. Now, open your mouth and pray. The grace and the discipline, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, lift up your hands. Father, thank you for this moment. I give you the praise, I give you the honor for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name.